Спасибо.
Thank you, Chair. Well, the discussion on Protocol 3 is nothing new for this forum. It is becoming a sort of deja vu experience. Every year we discuss this issue, and every year these states affirm the same position. In principle, we have already done some work on this subject, and we are prepared to reaffirm the Russian position on the proposals, this round of proposals, which are no different in any way, as we see it, from the proposals put forward 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and we already took a relevant decision on this in the year before last. We took the corresponding decision at the review conference as well on this issue, which is reflected in the final document of the sixth review conference. The position of Russia remains as before. We confirm our dedication to the obligations contained in Protocol 3. However, we think it is counterproductive to call for reviewing or revising the provisions of this document. We agree that Protocol 3 does not place a full prohibition on the use of these types of weapons, but rather rigidly limits their application given the vital need to comply with modern norms of international humanitarian law. Therefore, we think that opening up this protocol once again might even undermine the compliance regime of the convention. We believe that any weapon and munitions are potentially lethal in this context. What is particularly important is to fully comply with what has been adopted by consensus in the international format in the United Nations of existing agreements. And as practice has shown, Chair, it is only in that case that it is possible to minimize greatly the humanitarian consequences of the application of all types of weapons. Therefore, the Russian Federation thinks it is advisable to focus not on revising or correcting the protocol, as a number of delegations are proposing, but first and foremost, their scrupulous compliance with it and universalizing it. It is by bringing about a responsible way of implementing it that we will be able to remove the concerns felt by certain states about the use of incendiary weapons. We are convinced that it is indeed through this appropriate balance between legitimate defense interests of states and humanitarian considerations that we can find the particular significance of the convention and its protocols. It is in this way that the unique advantages of the convention can be upheld. A broad area of agreements concerning verification and arms control. Therefore, the Russian Federation does not see any justification for having a separate discussion on Protocol 3 in a separate channel under the work on the